This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As we kick off another hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, it's interesting looking at the news emanating from Washington. The biggest thing going, I think, on the president's plate is what's happening with the whole tax deal and the corporate tax. Okay. So while he's celebrating Hanukkah and Jerusalem at the White House, if you will, the Donald celebrated what they called an especially special Hanukkah at the White House. It was a day after declaring Jerusalem Israel's capital and setting off some criticism and some clashes. He even said at the White House East Room, right now I'm thinking about what's going on and the love that's all over Israel and all about Jerusalem. The president had his daughter Ivanka by her side, who converted to Judaism when she married her husband Jared Kushner. And their three children, of course, are Jewish as well. So just a quick aside, the president broke with decades of U.S. policy with the Jerusalem announcement. He put the U.S. at odds with some other countries, the European Union, Germany, usual suspects, Britain, France, the Pope gets thrown in there, and some Arab allies because they don't like the move. But others applauded the move, so from many people from Israel and from many people who are Jewish and have Israeli roots, they, you know, Israel spoke of standing up to hate many, many times over. In fact, there was a Holocaust survivor that was at the White House on Thursday, and he talked about it. He talked about the importance of Jerusalem and the old city and all of that. So while that was happening, the interesting part about the whole tax thing is this corporate rate, the rate, what's it going to be? Remember, and I certainly was one of those people that I kept railing on this for years on America Tonight. If we went back into the archives, deep into the archives, somewhere in a mountain, and we dug out, can you imagine, a decade's worth of this show? You would have probably heard me talking about this, I'm sure, hundreds of times before the Trump administration, saying, you know what, figure out a way to cut a deal with those boys that move the companies offshore. And I saw it, and that's what prompted it. I saw it when I was in Ireland with Apple and some other companies, and the Irish were telling me about that, and I was thinking, wow, how many American jobs, and why are we constantly doing that? And there's more than you know that's gone overseas rather. So the president wants the corporate tax rate to fall from 35 to 20%, but the push is on to make this tax reform happen and not drag on. So if the White House softens its stance on the corporate tax rate and they get it to like 22, would it be better to have it at 22 than to have the whole thing killed? But I think ultimately, and I said this last hour, that you can, their companies are private companies or publicly traded companies, it doesn't matter. You can't tell them what to do when it comes to being offshore, moving back, whatever. But there would be incentive, that's why the 35 to 20 would be a huge incentive. But 22, I don't know if that messes up the deal that much. But there's no way to guarantee that somebody's going to say, oh, that's terrific, let's move back. Let's not do our offshore stuff, and let's just pull it all back. I don't know that you'd have 100% agreement with that either, right? I don't think you would, actually. While that's going on with the tug of war over the corporate tax rate, and is the White House going to actually say 22%, the approval rating for the president is down. 32% approve of the job the prez is doing Trump. Down to 39, and as I said, in a February Pew poll. So this is the lowest that he's been hit with. But if you look Republican, Democrat, what are you going to say? Of course, Republicans higher, Democrats lower. Because 76% of Republicans, or people who lean toward Republican politics, approve of Donald Trump, the president, down from 84% in February. So that is significant bounce down, but it's still significantly higher. There's always a story behind every poll. Just remember that, whether it's a political poll or something else. The big buzz in the land, though, is not even so much over the Jerusalem-Israel thing, the president and the corporate tax rate, and will they soften at all? It's not so much about that or his approval ratings. It's about Al Franken. So Al Franken said he would step down in the next couple of weeks after all these sexual misconduct allegations are happening. It creates a huge headache for the Democrats because now you've got another seat in the midterm election. Republicans want to capture that seat because Franken barely won it in 2008. So the resignation, now that this finishes off the Minnesota's Democratic senator. Boom, out. So are we going to see another conservative seat in the mix or Republican seat there? Could be. And now they're talking about Paul Lenti, who has been the CEO of Financial Services Roundtable for 5 years, and after not seeking a third term as governor and trying unsuccessfully for the Republican presidential nomination, that maybe he would be interested in the Senate. And they're saying already they're definitely going to have conversations about it, that that's a possibility. Remember, 10 Democratic senators are seeking re-election in states that Trump carried last year. So that might not bode well for the Democrats. So that could tilt the board in a much different direction. Let's put it that way. Because about the numbers, remember, it's about the numbers when you want something to pass. And speaking of that, how about the last-minute stopgap spending bill that stopped a government shutdown? Happens on Thursday, buying a little time. Runs through December 22nd. The vote coming as the Prez and some top congressional leaders in both parties are discussing all this unfinished, what they're calling bipartisan business on the Hill, which would include some, a piece of what I talked about, budget, a child's health program, aid to hurricane-slammed areas like Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and Democrats and many Republicans looking at protections for immigrants brought to the country illegally as children and debate over that. So that's far from over. Even going to the White House, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi told the press, "We are here to make progress. We have some important issues that we share with you." If you remember that. Talking about the opioid crisis, funding for veterans, expired children's health insurance program. And she said all things that have bipartisan support in Congress. And the president said that's very true. Hang with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purified, treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me.
Hey, coming up in our next segment, I'm going to talk to a really cool guy who is not just an architect, but he's an artist. He's, I think he has an eye. He's like a visionary guy. And his name is Peter Lagomarsino. And he's written an interesting book that I just gravitated toward. It's called The Fire Escape, A Visual Survey, the second edition, actually. And he makes these analogies about the fire escape to the human condition, I guess is the best way to put it. I don't want to spoil the whole interview. But anyway, he shows the fire escapes from 20, basically takes you into 25 different cities, urban areas in these different corners of the United States. And I was recently in San Antonio, took a picture of a fire escape that just blew me away. And sure enough, he completely knew that fire escape and had photographed it. So I found that fascinating. But anyway, he's terrific, and he's coming up next here on America Tonight. But before we get to Peter, who's idling in our virtual green room, the Southern California wildfires in San Diego, Riverside County, that's what they're calling the areas, and that's what they are, 21 structures down. Erratic winds, really puzzling to the firefighters. And you've got these I mean, just have these L.A. fires that it's just scary where this potentially could end up. So there's these navigation apps like Waze. So they warn other services, you know, direct them to neighborhoods where wildfires force closures and evacuations, and apps like Waze help commuters avoid heavy traffic or construction, are reliant on information supplied by other drivers. So when the Google-owned app notices gridlock on a user's route, it usually reroutes the driver to quiet streets, even if they're empty, because the drivers have fled smoke and the threat of flames. So that's been a nightmare. Big Waze does the same thing. Imagine people trying to find a way around the traffic and they're heading right into a fire. And with the Santa Ana wind-fueled fires, they're spreading too fast. So the apps are lagging in this one behind directions on to side streets where fires had already closed into traffic. So some people were crashing into that, so that's not good. The app suggested back streets of the L.A. neighborhood of Bel Air instead of turning onto another road. But in Bel Air, it's burning. There's areas that are on fire there. So this fire knows no bounds. And if I were looking at a map, and I am, and I did earlier, the active fires and the fire perimeters, the areas to avoid. 110 road segments in the areas of the fires. Pretty tough to get around some of it, pretty tough. And you feel for these people who, I mean, they got to get out of there. Ventura? Are you kidding me? Around the 101? How many times did I take that freeway? You have 5,500 firefighters. You have others that are coming in from other parts of the world. In Portland, Oregon, the Portland, Oregon guys are down. Shutting down portions of the busy, one of the busiest freeways. And when they can, they're getting the water drop from the sky. But the winds are, when they're bending back the palm trees, it's going to be difficult. It makes my heart heavy because I've been to those areas as a kid, been to those areas as an adult living there in Ventura, California. How many times did I go to Ventura? And I can visualize what's happening. I've seen it. I looked at the streets, and I know the streets, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare what's happened to California with wildfires, both in the north and now in the south. And it is, to me, it is about human life, because we all the rest is conversation. And all of us who get it, meaning the human connection is the thing. But then when all the dust settles, it becomes about putting your life completely together from ground zero. But that's what happens. And I say if everybody survives, that's a moment to, like, take a breath, exhale, inhale again, exhale, inhale again, and feel really good about what's happened, but then just dealing with whatever's in front of you. And whatever that is. All right, how about this? There's been a push for digital currency. In fact, somebody I know just posted something on digital currency is here to stay, and I'm being paid in digital currency now. The Bitcoin, you know, gold rush really accelerated on Thursday, because this is the best known. It barreled through 14,000 to 15,000 and 16,000 in a price run-up. So now the cryptocurrency at $271 billion eclipsed Home Depot's market worth. I mean, it's in a wild frenzy. At its peak, Bitcoin jumped more than 25% on Thursday. Woo! This is what happens. You get a surge, and this is a surge. If you look at a chart of that, that's pretty incredible. And Wall Street now it has the attention of Wall Street, and that makes a big difference. So that's part of the reason for the surge. In fact, Jim Cramer, who's been a guest on the show a long, long time ago from Mad Money, and it's an investment show called Bitcoin's Most Recent Spike Parabolic. He compared it to a rocket just after launch. It has, and I like his analogy, it has a Cape Canaveral feel, but maybe Bitcoin is going to Mars or Jupiter. What if somebody says, I'm going to pay you in Bitcoin, digital currency? You better understand it. That's what I would say. It is here to stay, no question. Bitcoin is now valued at $270.6 billion. And you can compare that to some others, and it's nowhere near that ballpark. And this Sunday, the Chicago Board Options Exchange is going to become the first regulated U.S. exchange to offer Bitcoin futures trading. And that move is going to, I would think, legitimize somewhat Bitcoin and pave the way for other greater acceptance, I guess, from larger institutions. I mean, one of the ideas is Bitcoin will be limited. 21 million of Bitcoins created. So you look at the valuation, you look at the company, and you say, aha, I get this now. Maybe this digital currency thing isn't so crazy. But there are others that say it's not worth your time investing in that. I think watching the story is fascinating. Where does it end? And when does digital currency become the norm? I don't know that it ever becomes the norm. Even through all the rhetoric, the conversation, I don't think so. I think something different happens with it. And I'm not sure what, but I do think something different happens. By the way, if you're wondering about Time's Person of the Year, it's a bunch of people of the year. It's voices. It's women who step forward as victims of harassment, part of sort of the Me Too movement thing, the outcry over sexual harassment. And this is big-time social change. The Time editor-in-chief said when they made the reveal, the image you see partially on the cover is of a woman we talked to, a hospital worker in the middle of the country who shared her story with us and some others, but it doesn't feel like she can't come forward without threatening her livelihood, which is what so many people said. It's that whole Me Too movement. Coming up next, you're going to love it, talking with Peter about his book. Oh, those fire escapes. Oh, makes me just want to go out and seriously find some of these fire escapes. Stay with us. That's next on America Tonight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat. Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So Peter Largo-Mercina, who's written a book called The Fire Escape, and it's so ironic because I just spent some time in San Antonio and photographed the coolest fire escape I've ever seen for Peter, and we had an off-the-air conversation about it, and I'm going to let him tell you about it, but it's so interesting because his book is basically about architectural photography and whatnot, and I think I'm not an architect, but if I could have picked a second career, it would have been architecture, and I always look up and look at buildings and unique things, and I think he has such a unique take here. Peter, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. It's funny. Everybody's a wannabe architect. Everybody wants to do stuff. I get that all the time. Oh, I want to design my own house, but like we do a lot more than that. It's buildings and things like that, and I do a lot of commercial and industrial stuff for Boeing and stuff for the Air Force. So I get around. I'm licensed in 23 states. So it's like keeping up with all the paperwork is fun. But fire escapes, you know, that one you saw that we talk about, that was the first one. That was kind of the impetus. And it's ironic, like you say, that was the one you saw. That was the shadows on that one were so great. I'm like, I got to do something. And I've just been doing it forever, taking pictures about 11 years, I think, now. So.
Wow. And so because of that, is that what led you to, okay, I've got to do this, the fire escape, a visual survey?
To be honest, my first book was The Confessions in a Crown Vic, and it was kind of the words. And this was the follow-on picture book after writing 528 pages, A Critique of the American Dream. But what it is that, to me, the Fire Escape and Confessions are tied together because they deal with the issue of pluralism in America. And Confessions is about multi-religion and multi-ideas and different parties all coming together, the American experiment. And the Fire Escape is the imagery of that. It's the light, shade, shadow, brick scoring, everything that you see. And when the shadow goes through the tread of the Fire Escape on the wall, it casts lines at a different angle. So you got different Cartesian coordinates. Cartesians are like the X and the Y. And, you know, the Romans designed things with the Cardo and the Decumanus for the north, south, and the east, west street. And that's kind of the idea is, you see all these different cross things. And I thought to myself after I was writing about this is that that's what it is. Confessions was the words of what pluralism is about and where we should be. And Fire Escape is the imagery follow on for that. I mean, that's where really it came from. I didn't really get that subconsciously until I started writing about what I'm going to say here, you know?
Yeah, and so the Fire Escape, it's kind of, and you talk about this, kind of frozen in time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of the other reason I was interested in this, because we walk right by these things and we just kind of ignore them, yet they're all over our cinema, in our movies, in our, you know, they're in our collective unconscious about what is the culture of, like, big cities. You got to build small and compact and you got to get people out of them. And, you know, then comes along the Triangle Shirt Fire, where I think it was 176 people were killed, and women, the girls were jumping out the window because they didn't have a place to go. So, you know, then the legislatures of the states, particularly in that case, New York, came about and said, well, we got to do something about this. So you can't have locks on your doors. You have to have a second means of egress. And part of it was in 2012, they don't allow you to put fire escapes on tight buildings that are trying to be grandfathered. You can't put them anymore. They have to be part of the building. You can have a stair on the outside, but not a fire escape per se. And that's kind of why I did this. It was published in 12-12-12, the first edition. I did 12 cities. And the second edition, I just kept shooting them. Everywhere I traveled, I kept shooting them. And so I said, well, I got to do a second edition. So here it is, 25 cities. So some small cities, some big cities, you know, and it's actually fun. I would tell my friends, hey, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting fire escapes, you know, to go out and find them everywhere. And it's neat.
Do you have a favorite couple of them or a favorite one?
Oh, wow. I would say, you know, you'd think Chicago and New York were like the best examples, or I'd say the most variety, but actually Portland, Oregon has some of the prettiest ones because they're like a walking city, right? You could get out, park your car, and you could walk anywhere. And so I think maybe they thought, you know, we need to make these things look good. And if you look in the book, I mean, the Portland one, I think is Portland, Oregon. That's page 85. It looks really, they're detailed, and it's not just lines, and it's frills and detail and decoration on them that make them look like they're not just stuck on the front of the building, you know? So.
Yes. Yeah, so Portland, it's interesting, as you say, and we're on, and people are listening to us in Portland, and certainly they know that, and others that have been there. It is a walking city. So it's interesting that you picked that as one of the spots. And you just described that now in buildings, the fire escape obviously has died. And you say there's other symbolism, which I thought was interesting about the fire escape, and that there's something kind of, what is it, lonely about the fire escape? And I love that in my mind, I really grabbed onto that imagery that the fire escape's everyday existence, as you say, is to hang. It's just like you're kind of hanging on. And what did you mean by that?
Well, they hang there and they're like the hero complex. Their job is to get us out of the building at some time when we don't usually expect it. And it talks to us about you know, our own human condition. Like we all need each other in life, but yet we exist alone. And so we know at some point we all face, you know, the ominous point, you know, we're all going to meet death, and the fire escape is there to prevent that one time. But we all know also that the second time maybe that happens, or third or fourth or whatever, we got to go to the bottom, and there's the end, and there's a beginning and an end. And that to me, what it speaks of, it's just like watching us and just waiting for that moment when we come down. And we walk right by. It's like really funny because they're there. They're everywhere. You know, it's
exactly.
It's to me, yeah.
Yeah, walking right by it, as we said, you know, when we talked off the air, that's what happened to me. I was speaking, and when I was walking down the Riverwalk in San Antonio, and I couldn't help but see this incredible fire escape that we mentioned at the beginning of this, and it just really caught my attention. I took some pictures of it, but everybody else was hurriedly going by. I don't think they even looked up at it, and so that speaks to what you're saying for sure. When you are out there hunting, we're hunting fire escapes, and I'm sure you still look for them as you're out and about. What I'm curious about your camera equipment, because the photographs are fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I actually, for the second edition, I bought a tilt shift, which actually, when you stand at a building and you look at it and you point the camera up, you're looking at an angle. So the bottom two points of the rectangle are closest to you, and the ones up at the top are away from you. So it looks like a trapezoid, and a tilt shift. The lens moves up and it tilts the building forward, so it looks like it's standing straight up. But they're an expensive lens, so you know, a couple grand. And I did that also to, you know, up the ante on having some better pictures. But I think what I do is this is funny. I go on Google and I you know, rotate the XY plane, so I'm looking at all the 3D stuff, and then before I pick a city, and then I'll run up and down the streets and see what I can find, and then rotate and see the fire escapes, and I'll mark them and I'll put them in a Word document, carry them with me. So I know exactly where I'm going when I'm going to go pick them. And then of course, there's always four or five that I didn't see that come up, but you find the first one and then you just kind of wander. And best time to shoot is 3 and 9. So it's 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. because the shadows are at the right point, and it's better when it's sunny. Some of the ones, you know, I just lucked out. I got a sunny day, and some I didn't. So, but still, you get all of this variation, like these Cartesian coordinates, and those things, I don't know, somehow attract me. It's about socialization. It's about interaction. It's about all the different things that, you know, we as humans recognize, the universal things that we know. And that's what I see when I see those, all those lines, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I wonder, Peter, as we come to the end of this, what's next for you? Obviously, you have a thriving architectural career, and you dove into this project full force, and you can tell you have passion for photography. Will you pick another subject? Will you do something else?
Actually, I'm working on book 3, which is the window, a visual survey in 50 cities, and I just shot L.A., Hollywood, Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, South Bend, and Indianapolis in the past 3 months. And so I'll have the 50 cities, and I'm working on that one right now. But there's a lot of images in that, and it's going to be thicker than this one. And it just talks about reflections in windows, and, you know, the window to the soul, and looking out and looking in, and what we are and what we see on the outside. And you wouldn't think window. Well, what's a window? Well, when you see it, you're going to go, oh, but, you know, there's a ton of different types of windows. And so it's that one. And then the next one will be the door, which I'm going to work on with a colleague of mine in the office. And it's not going to be just America. It's going to be Europe and all the places we've traveled. So that'll be a collaboration. And then finally, the fourth would be the American downtown, which is a collaboration of all. I have probably couple hundred thousand images, so it's just a matter of sorting and finding the right ones, just all the details about our urban downtown.
Love it. Peter Lagomarsino, can't wait to see what the next couple of years brings. The Fire Escape, a visual survey, second edition, it's out. You can get it at BNN, of course, Amazon.com. Thanks so much.
Okay, great. You're welcome.
Run away, my soul, to city got a little too cold. To the hills of Ohio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Oh, it's tough to interview. It's interrupt. I never did interview them. Tough to interrupt the Bee Gees. Here we are in our final segment for this hour of ATN, and it's time to go to the movies. You know, I was at the movies to see the Justice League a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago, and I was surprised at how few people were there. It had just opened a week before. It wasn't crowded at all. And I was thinking, I wonder if less people are going to the movies because of streaming. And I've said this before on the air, and I've told many of you, don't spend your money on the movies because you can wait till it streams unless you really, really want to see it. And it's interesting because there is a movie chain where, and I talked about this the other day, where they've decided that you can sign up for this special club, and you, it's Cinemark, and they're going to unveil this, and the movies would cost you $8 and like 99 cents, and the concessions would have a percentage of the concessions off, And I really think they're doing that. Why are they doing that? Because they want to get more butts in seats. They've got to come up with clever ways for people to go back to the movies. And what is it that gets them back to the movies? And I say a lot of it also deals with the product. You have to have a movie that people are excited about. People want to go and see it, whatever it's about. And this one, the first one we're going to talk about, is Just Getting Started. And Just Getting Started is an interesting, has an interesting kind of twist in it, and has some famous people that you would recognize in this movie. And I'm going to talk about it in just a second after I let you hear a little snippet of it. Here you go.
I'm Duke Diver, resident manager of this resort community.
As a new resident, I think you're going to be very impressed with what we have here.
Oh, tango, tai chi. People just seem so happy here.
Duke. The Duper.
The Duke.
He's a resident champion of everything around here.
Who is that in my parking spot?
It's Mr. Diver's spot.
Mr. Diver, make you wear those clothes.
There's new food on the buffet.
What the? 20 minutes. He's got them lined up for a three-way.
Four-way if anybody's counting.
I heard this is where the action's at.
Where you from, Leo?
I'm a citizen of the world.
Military?
Ex-military.
I gotta warn you, cousin, we play for real money here.
Some big brass ravos he's got.
Did you move the Bill of Free just to piss me off?
No, that was just a happy byproduct.
You and I, just getting started.
Tell me about how I'm supposed to live.
This was not an accident.
Somebody else will be dead.
You already got to get me the hell out of here. Why would I do that for you? I got a big secret.
You want to hear it?
Nope, not really.
I was the star witness against the mob.
And you went into witness protection.
You can't even do that right.
Agree to disagree, babe.
I think you and I could become cherished friends, Leo.
You need therapy.
I wonder if it would lift me like that.
Do you men hear yourselves?
No. Well, should we? This is thrilling.
Take on probably just a gasoline leak.
So it's an electric car.
You ever change your appearance? And mess with this? I don't think so.
All right, so Just Getting Started. Do you recognize any of the people in it? Recognize any of the voices? Morgan Freeman, of course. He's Duke Diver. Tommy Lee Jones, Leo, Rene Russo, Susie, and the list goes on of actors you would recognize. Even George Wallace is Larry in this. And the whole idea is that it's an action comedy flick. And these stars, the plot follows an ex-FBI agent who has to put aside a personal feud with a former mob lawyer at a retirement home when the mafia comes to kill them both. So this movie has some potential. Certainly streaming-wise, it would be popular. The budget was pretty small to make it, $22 million in terms of Hollywood standards, so that helps them there, I think. And I do believe that it will find an audience, and it will reap back the money that that was shelled out to make it, at least. And it looks to be kind of funny, actually. I think this could be a good movie. I certainly will watch it streaming-wise, for sure. All right, we move on to the next one, and it's called The Disaster Artist.
Los Angeles, everybody wants to be star. You have to be the best and never give up.
When I get up on stage in front of people, all I can think about is, what if they laugh at me? You, man, you're fearless.
No.
I want to feel that too.
I don't care. I'll do it.
No. You and me, we both have this dream. Yeah, I guess we do.
That we'll be famous. We'll show them. Watch out, here we go. To be or not to be.
It's not going to happen for you.
Not in a million years. But after that, this town, Greg, they don't want me.
Wish we could just make our own movie.
That's a great idea. So there's this guy, Johnny, a true American hero, to be played by me. He has it all. Good luck, many friends. And also, maybe Johnny is a vampire. We'll see.
This set of the alleyway looks exactly like the real alleyway.
That's right.
Well, why don't we just shoot in the real alleyway?
Because it's a real Hollywood movie.
No, yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Action!
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
But it doesn't work if you're looking at the camera.
And then this beautiful girl dancing for my princess. She betrayed him.
And then this guy, Johnny.
He go crazy. Nobody respects my vision. You are a villain.
I do this whole movie for you, Greg.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa. Why you cut, Sandy? This is great. This is real acting.
You're going to writhe around with the dress? Maybe do it before you shoot yourself in the head and blow your brains out.
I disagree.
You're really going to make this thing?
We are going to do it. Together.
Hi, doggy.
All right, so The Disaster Artist is an American biographical comedy drama film produced by James Franco, and the film is based on Greg Sestero and Tommy Bissonnette's nonfiction book that's called The Disaster Artist, and it chronicles the making of this cult film called The Room, and it was considered one of the worst movies ever made. The film stars the brothers, James and Dave Franco, as those two in the cast. You could hear Seth Rogen in there, too, as well. And this one is, I think it's a cult following on its own. It wasn't expensive to make this one necessarily, and it has kind of an interesting twist in it. Maybe it finds its audience. And we end on this one, Hollow, In the Land.
Face on the ground!
Keep it up, Brandon. You'll be sharing a cell with your old man in no time.
I don't know what to do anymore. Having this conversation over and over.
Nobody asked you to be the parent.
Who's it gonna be then? It's me and you. Remember? Where are you going?
I don't know. Running around?
You know, Sophie's dead. What we found him this morning. He's dead.
You think Brandon did it?
Are you sure you don't know where he is?
I'm sure.
Don't lie to me.
Do you think he could have done it? The police are going to find him, and then we're going to figure this out, okay?
Look, you got to get it together. He's your brother. If they find him first, they're going to string him up. After all, he's gone.
Were you working last night? Just looking to get some information.
How dare you show your face after what your brother did?
He's missing, Helen. He's not guilty.
Well, let us find him, Mr. Ragan. The next time you need to see something for yourself, don't.
I got to find him. What are you doing? You're not a cop.
There may have been someone else there last night.
How would they have known I was up there?
I don't want to see you get into something you can't back away from.
I have. Find her and bring her in. What are you doing?
This is my brother.
Tell me where he is.
Nobody was supposed to die, all right?
All right, so you get the gist there, and this is one of those movies that probably does well in streaming, Hollow in the Land, and it's a woman with a troubled past is trying to find her missing brother. Oof, heavy, heavy drama. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this show. If you go and catch one of those movies or another one, send me a cheap movie review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Send me your thoughts, too, at americatonight.net.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.